For decades, religious strife between Christians and Muslims in northern Nigeria have claimed property and lives. Recalling flare-ups between members of each group have left thousands dead, wounded, and homeless over the years. The violence contributes to political instability, which in turn deters development. For example, providers of essential services have often been Christian migrants from the south and east of the country, but many of them have fled the area or avoid settling there out of fear of violence. The same applies to foreign investors. But two leading religious leaders in the region, Reverend James Mauvel-Wiye, a Pentecostal Christian, and his counterpart, Imam Mohammed Nurein Ashafa, a Muslim, are doing something about it. They are using interfaith mediation to help resolve the religious and politically motivated conflicts that have often kept resource-rich Nigeria from reaching its potential. They have also created two organizations for resolving interreligious conflict in Nigeria, the Muslim Christian Dialogue Forum and the Interfaith Mediation Center. Reverend Wiye says it was a particularly violent clash in the northern town of Zangwankataf in 1992 that brought the two together. In that incident, the mostly Muslim houses and predominantly Christian Kataf ethnic group fought pitched battles in a dispute over the relocation of the community's main market. From there, killings spread to other parts of Kaduna State. Muslim fighters killed Reverend Wiye's bodyguard and cut off the Reverend's right arm, leaving him for dead. At the same time, Christian fighters murdered a man known as Ashafa's mentor and spiritual leader. Both men took the event as a sign from God to collaborate as peacemakers. Reverend Wiye's initial reaction at the time wasn't so different from that of other fighters: vengeance. In particular, he wanted to kill Imam Ashafa, one of the leaders of the Muslims' militias. That may have well happened had it not been for the sermon of a preacher.
For 3 years, I nursed the ambition of killing Imam Ashafa. But then I attended a program aimed at preaching the gospel to non-Christians. And there I was told by the moderator, he's now late, he said, "You cannot preach Jesus Christ with hate." Then it awakened my consciousness that as a Christian, I need to love, even when I feel pains.
Imam Ashafa heard similar words on forgiveness in his mocks as well. He then went to visit Reverend Wiye's sick mother in the hospital. The two men finally met in 1995 at the urging of a civil leader. They agreed to work out some sort of dialogue promoting mutual understanding and respect. Imam Ashafa proposed a public debate, which evolved into a forum on the concept of salvation and forgiveness in Christianity and Islam. It took a year to arrange the event and find a venue willing to host two militant youth groups from different religions. People came with daggers in their pockets that day, Reverend Wiye told the press. Both parties came prepared for the worst. But there was no violence. The forum was a success. And since then, the two men have backed a series of interventions and workshops focusing on the group's peace-making verses from the two faiths. The effort is focused on enlightening the public, in particular militant youth vigilantes and the police who enforce Islamic law or Sharia in some northern states. They have also produced a weekly series on local television, quoting passages of the Quran and the Bible that show common ground between Islam and Christianity. To prevent religious crisis, Reverend Wiye and his partner, Malam Ashafa, have developed a multi-pronged approach that they say is both preventive and curative. For prevention, they use an early warning mechanism that alerts the community to trouble signs and ways to control a contentious situation before it spreads. The mechanism includes improved connections between government security officers, community leaders, and others involved in calming a violent situation. They also work to achieve signed peace agreements between prominent religious leaders and the state or local government. The effort includes working with violent youths through Christian and Islamic teachings that emphasizes forgiveness and nonviolence. Reverend Wiye says respect for both religions is at the center of their model for reconciliation.
Our model is looking at the reality on ground before passing out what we call a strategic action plan. But all these things, we use religion to appeal to people at the end. whatever you do in Africa or anywhere else in the world, and you put divinity on top, people, because of the respect for divinity, will abide.
The workshops and interventions have helped reduce violence. In August 2002, Reverend Wiye and Imam Ashafa persuaded 10 senior religious leaders from each faith in Kaduna to sign a peace declaration that reduced the ongoing protest connected with the Miss World contest. Violence surged when a columnist wrote that the prophet would likely support the pageant, an event some Muslims felt was indecent. More than 2,000 people died in the rioting that followed in Kaduna and Abuja. In 2006, the two leaders were invited to Kenya to help solve a religious dispute. The two communities were on opposite sides over an effort to grant greater recognition to Islamic law, or Sharia, in a new Kenyan constitution. They held a high-level Christian-Muslim consultative forum in Mombasa and issued a strategic action plan for peace. The two religious leaders have trained four other Christian and Islamic religious leaders in Nigeria to help with mediation efforts. They are based at the Muslim Christian Dialogue Forum, which has offices in Kaduna, Jos, Owerri, and Lagos. Reverend Wiye says they are working to set up an interfaith mediation structure among Nigerians living overseas. Reverend Wiye told VOA that, "We know even among Nigerians living abroad, they sometimes align themselves along sectional, geographical, and religious divides. The unity for Nigeria in the diaspora will help our work tremendously, and with their collaboration, we can gain more ground."
We intend to reduce our activities maybe to consultancy while those younger generations continue. In the next 20 years, we'll have replicated ourselves in Africa and in other parts of the world, and also penetrate the United Nations, and also setting up such structures in the Commonwealth of Nations. Yeah.
In recognition of their work, the two men have been given a number of awards. The Peace Activist Award of the New York-based Tenenbaum Center for Interreligious Understanding, the Heroes of Peace Award by Burundi, and the Apostle of Peace Award by the Catholic Youth Organization of Nigeria. They are also fellows of the Washington-based Ashoka Program, which recognizes what it calls social entrepreneurs, those who come up with innovative solutions to help improve the lives of millions of people. For VOA Africa, I am Isiaku Ahmed in Kaduna, Nigeria.